She said the men she dated got all their news and information from the so-called manosphere.
They did not listen to anything else. They're only listening to independent media, and they're only listening to men talking to men.
Welcome to Manosphere Highlights Daily, where we call out effinist foolishness, expose women's hypocrisy, dismantle double standards, and stand up for men. Today, we're breaking down CNN's latest hit piece on the manosphere, starring Donnie O'Sullivan and Vera Papisova. And let me be clear, we're not reacting with outrage, not with blind defense, but with a clear-eyed look at how this kind of reporting shapes public perception. If you haven't seen the video yet, pause this, go watch it, because we're stopping the footage a lot for commentary. So without further ado, let's get into it. Now it's time for us to get into this and do what we gotta do, because we men ain't we.
CNN's Donnie O'Sullivan got in the cage with former UFC star turned podcaster Jake Shields to explore the manosphere and why exactly it's so popular.
Keyword, popular. If something is popular, it's pop culture. Congratulations, manosphere. You've been pop culture for a minute now. But popularity comes with a price, especially when your message doesn't align with the mainstream agenda. That's where CNN steps in.
They speak liberal, they have liberal friends, and then they go online and they are a white supremacist.
This is Vera Papisova. She spent the last year dating far-right men in New York City for a story for Cosmopolitan magazine.
They're the most insecure men I've ever sat down with. It was really difficult to have some of these dates because they were so insecure, because they don't really know who they are and they don't know how to figure that out.
Let's pause right here. Look at your screen. It says journalist. That's her job. Report facts. Not go on a dating spree and use personal anecdotes to paint a political picture. She says she dated far-right men in New York City. Cool story. But what does that have to do with the manosphere? Look again. Your screen says inside the manosphere, not inside the alt-right. The foolishness. So already, we see the spin. They're trying to connect the manosphere to the far right, to white supremacists, to Donald Trump. And by the way, Vera works for Cosmopolitan, a effinist magazine. You feel me?
She said the men she dated got all their news and information from the so-called manosphere.
They did not listen to anything else. They're only listening to independent media, and they're only listening to men talking to men.
The manosphere is made up of macho podcasters and influencers.
There's no such thing as an independent female.
Most women have zero concept of white money.
Females don't have independent thought.
Oh my goodness. Here we go. Andrew Tate, Myron Gaines, the so-called leaders of the manosphere. Let me say this loud. The manosphere has no leaders. We don't follow cult figures. This space is decentralized. We listen to all, follow none. We've made over 700 videos in this space, and rarely do men all agree. That's the point. This is a place where men think for themselves, but the media can't handle that. They need villains with faces. So they clip extreme sound bites and scream, see? Misogyny. Even if some guys are misogynists, they don't speak for everyone. Don't put words in my mouth.
It's a space where UFC fighters are among those who reign supreme.
They love the UFC guys. They love the MMA guys because those guys do what they can't. They're modern gladiators. They're badass.
Badass like Jake Shields, a former UFC star turned podcaster.
Did you see that? Exactly. Donald Trump. Guess who endorses Donald Trump? Dana White. Dana White is the founder of the UFC. And here comes the leap. Because Dana White endorses Trump and men like the UFC, it must mean white supremacy? Make that make sense. The UFC is masculine, competitive, raw, and because it's popular with men, CNN panics. They can't control it, so they smear it.
Like other podcasters in the manosphere, Jake regularly hosts controversial guests.
And I named the podcast Fighting Back. I feel like we have to fight back what we're told we're allowed to do. I just don't like to be told you're not allowed to talk to this person. Like, why can't I talk to him? I'm not saying I agree with his ideology, but I should hear what he has to say.
He's hosted the former Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan.
Today I have a very, very special guest, Dr. David Duke. I know you're controversial, but I have no idea how controversial.
And Thomas Russo, the leader of the white supremacist group Patriot Front.
Let's go where we disagree a little bit.
Yes, sure.
Let's hit race, because you're a white-only group.
So the organization only allows people of American ethnicity, and all Americans, I believe, come from Europe, so they're white.
The true heirs of the American spirit fight on!
You know, I understand and talk to these guys, but I've also not brought anyone hateful. If I do, I'm going to be really, really on top of them.
But so you saying that you haven't brought someone hateful on race? People say, well, you brought on the Grand Wizard of the KKK, you brought on Patriot Front.
Yeah.
They're hateful.
No, I think those are excellent questions, but if people go and watch the actual interviews, I think they'd be like, oh, this guy's not near as hateful as if I expect it.
Imagine hearing about the Manosphere for the first time, and this is your intro. Extreme clips, no nuance. One podcaster, Jake Shields, gets thrown into the mix, and suddenly he's next to white supremacists? Really? Again, look at the screen. Inside the manosphere. So this is what we are now? Nazis? This isn't journalism. This is propaganda. And ironically, it's only going to attract more men to this space because people are waking up and they want to hear our side.
But Vera says hate isn't what the men she dated were really looking for.
One of these guys brought me to a political meeting.
And did they talk about politics?
Barely. They talked about, it was a bunch of men complaining about girlfriends and wives, regurgitating Andrew Tate type of advice about how to train your girlfriend, how to train your wife to be submissive. And so this group was supposed to be a political group, but they're talking about relationship problems. And the fact that that's what most of the time was spent on, you don't need to be a neo-Nazi. You need therapy.
One guy. That's her whole sample size. And she says, we didn't even talk about politics. Just complained about wives and girlfriends. But hold up. You don't think relationships can be political? Let's break this down. If you talk about gender roles, divorce laws, marriage, custody, masculinity, that's political. That's social policy. That's cultural influence. This is why Cassie J got backlash. She made the Red Pill documentary and actually listened to men's issues. She went in biased. She came out balanced. That's what journalism looks like.
Well, I couldn't keep denying the points they were making. There are real issues. But in my effort to avoid agreeing with my enemy completely, I changed from putting words in their mouth to acknowledging the issue, but insisting they are women's issues. So here are two examples of how that would go. A men's rights activist would say to me, men are far more likely to lose their child in a custody battle. And I would counter, well, because women are unfairly expected to be the caretaker, it's discrimination against women that women get custody more often. Yeah. I'm not proud of that. Second example. An MRA would say to me, men are roughly 78% of all suicides throughout the world. And I would counter with, but women attempt suicide more often. So ha. Ha. It's not a contest, but I kept making it into one. Why couldn't I simply learn about men's issues and have compassion for male victims without jumping at the opportunity to insist that women are the real victims?
She dove deep. She didn't cherry pick. Unlike what we're seeing from CNN and Vera, their agenda is clear. Shock, smear, and silence. Because if men's beliefs are just daddy issues and insecurity, you don't have to take them seriously. Worse, you're pathologizing their views. Oh, they just need therapy. As if having political opinions is a mental illness. That's dangerous.
The appeal of Jake's podcast speaks to a need among young men in this country that Vera says can't be ignored.
You have to incentivize someone to want to be better. You can't just say, let's make men better. Mm. The thing about these guys is their biggest support system is online, but that also is very isolating, and isolation is what breeds hatred.
Groups like Patriot Front offer community, but community based on racism and hate.
People have to really think about, do you have the capacity to talk to people that you don't agree with? Because that one nice conversation you might have might change someone's day enough to not have to seek out help in an online support group, which is actually a bunch of white supremacists using political beliefs as an excuse for how they feel.
This is the closest they got to the truth. Yes, men are isolated. Yes, they are turning to the internet for support. But instead of asking why, they mock them, ridicule them, shame them. That's not journalism. That's gaslighting. If young men are crying out for connection, maybe we should ask what pushed them there. Community isn't built through censorship. It's built through curiosity and compassion.
Donny O'Sullivan is here with us now. Donny, I'm so glad you've done this special. There's so much intrigue around this issue of the manosphere. And in fact, Trump is going to the UFC tonight. How big of a role does the sport play in the manosphere?
Hey, Isabel. Yeah, and look, we should point out at the start here, there's tons of guys who are fans, and some women as well, who are fans of the UFC. I have many friends who are fans of the UFC. It certainly does not mean, you know, that if you are a fan of the UFC, you are falling sort of down this rabbit hole of hate and white supremacy and everything else.
Now you want to walk it back? A little nuance. Too late. You already made the connection. You already cast the shadow. But let's be honest. This isn't about truth. It's about influence. Dana White has it. Joe Rogan has it. Trump has it. So what does CNN do? Attack the pipeline. Create guilt by association. Label everything they can't control as dangerous.
But what we are seeing is that there is this sort of, there is this crossover. The UFC is playing a greater and bigger role, really, in American life. Joe Rogan, who's the world's biggest podcaster, is a UFC commentator. Dana White, who is the founder of the UFC, is a prominent Trump supporter and was recently appointed to the board of Meta by Mark Zuckerberg himself, another big MMA and UFC fan. Actually fighting tonight in Miami. Trump is going to the event. We're not sure if he'll be there for the earlier fights, but fighting tonight in Miami at the UFC event is a fighter by the name of Bryce Mitchell, who recently set up a podcast of his own. And on his debut episode a few months ago, he said that Hitler was a quote-unquote good guy or a great guy. Dana White, the head of the UFC, was quick to condemn that, but you know, you can just kind of see there where folks who might be coming into this sport for one reason are a fan of fighting, and then they're getting exposed to views like Bryce Mitchell's.
Here's the takeaway. The manosphere isn't one thing. It's not a monolith. It's not perfect, but it's growing because it gives men space to speak. And that's the real threat to the mainstream. This space covers everything from self-help to fatherhood to fitness to that dating foolishness. It's not all golden, but it's ours. And we're building it. So to CNN, Donnie, and Vera, you don't defeat extremism by exaggerating it. You don't fix loneliness by mocking it. And you don't protect democracy by pathologizing masculinity. You've lost the plot. But that's okay, because we're not asking for your permission. We're thinking for ourselves. Listen to all, follow none. If you got value from this video, smash that like button. Share it with someone who needs to hear this. And drop a comment below. Manosphere, we working. Protect yourself at all times. This video has officially been highlighted.